Hi there, Jim Ramsburg here, and here's our story of one of the most controversial dramas ever heard on network radio, Orson Welles' War of the Worlds broadcast. It's abridged in part from a section titled Historic Halloween Hysteria, or Hype, from the 1938-39 chapter of Network Radio Ratings 1932 to 1953. The Chase and Sanborn Hour of October 30th, 1938, was typical of its star-studded variety format, with Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, Don Ameche, Nelson Eddy, movie queen Dorothy L'Amour, the comedy trio of Judy, Annie, and Zeke Canova, plus film star Madeline Carroll. That night, the Chase and Sanborn Hour scored its fourth highest Hooper rating to date, a whopping 34.8 rating. Yet, an unheralded, unsponsored, and unrated program opposite Bergen and McCarthy stole all the thunder and all the headlines because all or some of its listeners just weren't listening closely or couldn't tell fact from fiction. You see, CBS prided itself in public affairs and cultural offerings, which were usually placed in its schedule during less popular times or were offered as sustaining sacrificial lambs against competing programs considered unbeatable. Such was the case on Sunday nights, when Columbia programmed The People's Platform opposite NBC's Jack Benny and Orson Welles' Mercury Theater of the Air against Bergen and McCarthy. It was Orson Welles' October 30th Mercury presentation of H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds that caused an uproar that's still the stuff of broadcasting legend. The Mercury Theater's powerful update of Wells' 1898 novel, scripted by Howard Koch and produced by John Houseman, was made to sound like an actual on-the-spot report of a Martian invasion of New Jersey. It was difficult for casual listener to separate fact from fiction, unless they heard the frequent disclaimers that came before and during and after the broadcast. Separating the facts of its impact on the radio audience from journalistic fiction is another matter. The New York Times reported in its lead story the following morning that it was overwhelmed with 878 telephone calls as, quote, "A wave of mass hysteria seized thousands of radio listeners between 8:15 and 9:30 o'clock last night when a broadcast of a dramatization of H.G. Wells' fantasy, The War of the Worlds, led thousands to believe that an interplanetary conflict had started with invading Martians spreading wide death and destruction in New Jersey and New York." Headlined, "Radio Listeners in Panic, Taking War Drama as Fact," with subheads, "Many Flee Homes to Escape Gas Raid from Mars," and "Phone Calls Swamp Police at Broadcast of Wells' Fantasy." Well, the story and two related sidebars ran an extraordinary 4,700 words in the New York Times. Newspapers all over the country jumped on the story, with local angles of panicked listeners, mass hysteria, heart attacks, traffic accidents, and attempted suicides, all supposedly the result of the broadcast heard and misinterpreted by what were claimed to be millions. However, C.E. Hooper never reported how many or how few listeners actually heard the unrated drama broadcast opposite network radio's most popular program. Most reports of its aftermath were later proved to be either exaggerated or false. Regardless, the print media was more than happy to pile on with gotchas against broadcasters who had scooped them with direct reports of the Munich Agreement just a month before. Newspapers' message was obvious: don't believe everything you hear on the radio. Not surprisingly, editorial writers, politicians, and the FCC all echoed condemnation of the Wells broadcast. Well, Wells and CBS apologized profusely, and then they smiled all the way to the bank. The extraordinary amount of free publicity given Orson Welles, compounded by the active CBS promotion department, prompted Campbell Soup to pick up sponsorship of the Mercury Theater and retitle it the Campbell Playhouse. Orson Welles and his troupe were moved to Campbell's fading Hollywood Hotel Friday time slot on CBS following the popular Burns and Allen show, and opposite NBC's weak but money-making Waltz Time. The Campbell Playhouse opened with a December Hooper rating of 17.4. It would be the highest rating it would ever achieve. Meanwhile, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy continued on their merry way with the nation's number one program, Attacks from Mars, notwithstanding. Nevertheless, in what might be called a programming death wish, CBS and Campbell Soup moved the Orson Welles anthology back to Sundays at 8 against Bergen and McCarthy for the next 1939-1940 season. The Campbell Playhouse opened with single-digit ratings, which were easily tripled week after week after week by the soft-spoken Edgar Bergen and his wisecracking Charlie McCarthy, who were never defeated in their Sunday time slot over their 16 years in network radio. Campbell Playhouse, starring Orson Welles, they finally threw in the towel and left the air after their broadcast of March 24, 1940. But the War of the Worlds controversy that gave birth to the Campbell Playhouse was nothing compared to the controversy that began 18 months later, on September 5th, 1941, when RKO released the film Citizen Kane, which, like War of the Worlds, was superb drama, co-written, directed, and starring Orson Welles. And that's our take on War of the Worlds, abridged in part from Network Radio Ratings 1932 to 1953. Thanks for listening. And until next time, this will be Jim Ramsburg here, and thanks for hearing there.